Sometimes, heroes do not consider what they've done as being particularly grand or unique. They are reluctant heroes who, in a quiet way, make a difference in another person's life. Such a hero is Brooks Dame.
Well, to be honest, it was an Eagle Scout project, and one of the Eagle Scouts in our neighborhood actually set up a bone marrow collection type thing where they're collecting blood samples and trying to just kind of strengthen the registry of bone marrow donors. And I actually am the type of person that's not really into needles and blood and things like that. And I had a friend who, his wife has lupus, and he said, I'm going to go down and get on the registry. And I said, I don't know. I just, you know, have a hard time doing that kind of stuff. I hate, you know, I just don't like needles. And he said, you know, if it wasn't for, you know, donations, you know, donors and blood donations, and his wife had a kidney donation, he said, if it wasn't for donors, you know, Jessica, my wife, wouldn't be living if it wasn't for those types of people. And I kind of thought about that. And I said, okay, you know, let's go down and do it.
And so Brooks Dame signed up for the local registry, had a blood sample taken, went off to college, and didn't think much about his name being on a donor list until a year later.
Then I got a phone call, and they said, hey, we found a match for you, and you're on the bone marrow registry, and we're wondering if we can proceed with some more testing. And I thought, you know, this is, what are the odds? Because even, you know, finding a match, is the odds in that is pretty slim. I was kind of surprised, and so, you know, when they said that, you know, do you want to proceed with some more testing? I said, well, let me think about it for a little bit, because I knew that the process was kind of in-depth and would require some time and some energy and maybe a little bit of pain.
Dame talked it over with his family, taking into consideration the information the registry had given him, including that the person he may be able to help was a married man with two or three children.
And that's about all they told me about him. And then kind of when I got that information, it was, you know, I started thinking about it. I said, hey, you know, I'm not too far off from getting married and having a family of my own. And someone that has, you know, two or three kids is probably like a young dad. And, you know, what would it be like to be in his shoes?
The registry also told Dame that he should be aware that bone marrow donations are basically a last step tactic to fight certain types of cancer. Even when there's a good match between the donor and the recipient, the chance of a cancer patient's body rejecting the donated bone marrow is fairly high. Yet, even though the percentage of success is less than overwhelming, a donation gives people a chance of a miracle. This led Dame to reflect on the miracles in his own life.
In my life, there's never been anything, you know, I think earth-shattering or, you know, groundbreaking miracle or anything just out of the ordinary. But I think that, you know, small blessings, small miracles that I've had in my life, you know, with family and friends and opportunities I've been given and being able to travel to different places and see the economic situation of different individuals in different locations. And, you know, it really helped me, you know, count my blessings and understand a little bit better, you know, that I am a truly blessed person. And, you know, they're not huge blessings at all by any means, but, you know, the blessings of health and family and friends and you know, those type of things, I think, are small blessings that really have, you know, on a continuous, almost, you know, a daily basis, blessed my life. And so the little daily blessings that you get and the daily confirmation that, you know, that your life is of worth and you're, you know, to live happy and have a fruitful and successful life.
Brooks Dame decided to proceed with the testing to confirm whether his blood was really a viable match.
And the process, usually they try to go to the family members first of the person receiving the donation, because usually they can find matches within the family, and if not, they go and look on registries and look for bone marrow donors. And so that was the case with the individual that I donated to, and I had to go get a series of blood tests. I did a bunch of different blood tests and took quarts of blood and different things and had to do it for testing to make sure it was a, you know, a good match. And so I had to do that continuously for a couple months. And then, you know, after that had all gone through, they said, you know, you're a match, and we think that this is a good connection, and we just want to follow through and see if you really are committed to do this and if you really want to go through with it. And so I said, yeah, and they actually flew me down to Denver, Colorado, as one of the locations where they actually do the extraction of bone marrow and kind of walk you through the whole process to be honest, the extraction of bone marrow wasn't too bad. It was, I got there and an anesthesiologist came in and kind of knocked me out. They extracted the bone marrow, so that process wasn't too bad. When I woke up later on, you know, after the medication, all that stuff had worn off a little bit, it was kind of sore and, you know, painful for about a week or two. But the whole process was pretty easy process, actually.
Dame returned to the university he was attending and over the next several months wondered about the man who had received his bone marrow. He heard nothing until a year after the donation.
A year after the donation, they give you the opportunity to, if you want to meet him or give you kind of an update. And the registry that I actually talked with, they called me and told me that he had actually passed away. So it was kind of hard news to take, and especially after, you know, you went through the whole process and all. But at the same time, that the donation, you know, gave him a better quality of life for the and also lengthened his life by a couple months.
The failure of the donation prompted Dame to question whether he should have made the donation.
I mean, after the fact, I kind of thought about it and thought, hey, you know, should I have done that? And, you know, was it worthwhile? And having talked to the doctor that I worked with, you know, locally, and he said, hey, you know, it's a hard surgery. It's a hard process for them to go through. But at the same time, you know, the process, you know, lengthened this individual's life by a couple months and actually gave him a better quality of life. In that kind of situation, I think it wouldn't be a hard decision to make to say, hey, I'd go do it again, if, you know, even if it gave someone a week or two more to be with their family or you know, I think that it was a worthwhile experience. Yeah, I think I would definitely go back and do it again.
Brooks Dame does not consider his donation of bone marrow to a stranger to be a heroic act.
You know, it was a really small thing, and I think, I mean, there's tons of people on the registry, and there's tons of people that have done the same thing, and, you know, I don't feel like I'm a hero at all. I think it's just something that needs to be done, and there's tons of people that we should be honoring at the same time.
Dame says he has no regrets for having made the donation, claiming that he gained far more from the experience than he ever gave.
I think so. I mean, from the standpoint of, you know, trying to understand, put myself in other people's positions, you know, like I said, I think that I've had many miracles and small miracles in my life. You know, I would hope that the family saw that as a mini miracle. And you know, it really goes back to the golden rule, treat other people the way you'd want to be treated. And I would think, you know, if I was in the same situation, that someone would look for an opportunity to help me out. I think from the perspective of putting myself in other people's shoes in different situations. You know, I was only in the hospital for a couple days. You know, I went down as basically a two-day process to go do that and, you know, some blood work beforehand. But hospitals are not fun places for people or families to be when you're in a situation where you're sick. And I think, you know, putting myself in that, and those couple, you know, 2 days in the hospital when I did the donation and doing the blood work before, you know, kind of helped me see the perspective of someone that was in the hospital, you know, every week getting treatments and different things. And kind of opened my eyes to that experience. And I think in that way, it's changed me to kind of be more compassionate about those kind of experiences, and also, you know, look for other opportunities to help out people, you know, in need, and, you know, not necessarily health issues, but, you know, need in any type of aspect of their life. It really goes back to kind of the idea of paying it forward and helping out other individuals to make the world a better place.